Hey, old friends back again. This is awesome. All right, so in the studio with us right now, this is amazing that they were able to make time for us, and we do appreciate it. It is lovely to see the shining faces of Laura Jane Grace and Atom Willard here again. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hello. Oh, man, good morning. So good to see you both again. Yeah, good morning for you, probably. Gig last night or nah?
Yes, we played in Orlando at the House of Blues last night.
How did it go?
It was great.
Good, raucous crowd there. I've seen Against Me there, and that is a great venue.
Yes.
Your opener, okay, now you're playing before Bad Religion on this show.
Yes, and Dave Haas is the opener.
So around what time would you estimate that Against Me takes the stage?
Like, I would say tonight? We're scheduled for 8:15, but we're usually about 5 minutes late.
Okay, so. About 5 minutes
it's
late.
It's a fashionable.
Fashionable late. You know. When does fashionably late come irresponsibly late? Is that like 7 minutes, 8 minutes? I'm not even sure.
20 minutes, I think, is like pushing it.
Yeah. I think it's what Kanye did to us a few weeks back when he was an hour and a half late.
About 2 hours.
That goes past fashionably late, and that's like Kanye late. The tour is going well?
It's been great. Yeah.
Good. Speaking of tours, the news broke mere days ago that you will be opening up for Green Day.
How cool is that?
Amazing.
I want to say it like that forever now. Green Day.
Green Day. That's how I've always said it.
And it's Green Day.
Green Day. Yeah. For some reason, I've always put the emphasis on day. I don't know. Green Day sounds better than Green Day.
It's the right syllable.
Green Day. It is. I put the emphasis on the right syllable. How did that come about, and was it as much of a surprise to you as it is to everyone?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, obviously it's their tour. They organized it and everything. But we did some shows with them back in the day. We played Giant Stadium with them and Gillette Stadium in 2005, as well as the stadium that I forget the name about in LA. And I have some mutual friends. They did a record with Butch Vig. We did some records with Butch Vig.
Yep.
And I don't know. I mean, Green Day was the first show I ever saw, 1994 in Orlando.
Which right the one at Club Nowhere or the one at the Fern Park
Station?
It was
at the Edge.
You saw that show too?
Yes.
On the outside stage at the Edge.
Yeah.
I was at that show.
Wooden Horse opened.
Yeah. Oh my God. What a show too.
My first show, I dyed my hair green with the like spray on stuff. And by the end of the show, I just had like green dye on my face.
What a live band too.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to seeing them and you guys playing with them. That is phenomenal.
Yeah, it'd be very cool.
Not looking for inside information, but I'm ready to go on March 10th to Duluth, Georgia, of all places, because I happen to notice that geographically that's as close as this leg is going to come to Florida. Will there be a second leg? And if so, is there a chance that that Green Day and Against Me will make it down into the Sunshine State?
I don't know. I'd love that. Well, give us some time to peer pressure them into it.
Please. Could you twist Mike's arm a little bit and then hit Trey over the head with something?
Because they're only a three-piece. We're a four-piece, so we got the numbers.
You got them. I will be going to Duluth. I have no idea where Duluth is, but I did note that it's a Friday, and I will be going to that date to see you guys open for them. That's two great bands. And have you caught their new record yet?
I've heard the single.
It is very well produced, and it is somewhat of a return to their Dookie era. I enjoy it. Great songs. Great rock and roll songs. It's weird that they used to be a very underproduced three-piece pop-punk band and that they're now a rock band, but still one of my favorite bands in the universe, along with your fine band, Against Me, who, by the way, is playing tonight at Janus with Bad Religion and Dave Haas, I believe you said.
That's yes, Dave Haas.
Your autobiography hits shelves next month.
Uh-huh, November 15th, 14th, 15th.
If I'm you, and if I know you, you're freaking out right now because you've written things in this book that are going to forever change the way people interact with you. Am I right?
You're 100% correct, yes. I'm prepared to never have a normal social interaction again. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
That's got to be a feeling of some anxiety for you because, you know, you're writing it and you don't really realize the impact of whoever you're writing about to read it. And now those people are going to read it.
Yes, it's true. I will be hiding under a rock for the rest of 2016 and most of 2017. So luckily, there's good security on the Green Day tour.
And the
book already got like four different phone numbers lined up.
Good.
No one really knows
burner
which
phones.
One is going to be the one.
And the book is called Tranny, very controversial topic because some in the trans community and the trans friendly community view that as hate speech. But you are one of those I'm going to embrace what you see as hate speech kind of people and own it as a moniker, if you will.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, don't get me wrong, I find the word detestable, too, but I think that it's an apt title for the book, as much of the book is about self-loathing and internalized transphobia. And, you know, it's kind of like just reclaiming that in a way, but also, again, you know, just because it's an ugly word doesn't mean it's not an appropriate title for a book.
Great. Laura Jane Grace and Atom Willard from Against Me are in the studio with us right now. The new album, did it drop yet?
Yes, September. It came out
September 16th.
Yes.
September 16th. I got an advanced copy of it thanks to your generosity, and I found it to be amazing. Immediately, it hit me, and I found it to be, to me, it picked up where the last record left off. The last record seemed to me to be you uncovering all these feelings for the first time and going, okay, here is who I am. And then this next one was kind of the next step where it was like, here's who I am, and here are some of the feelings that I'm feeling. Am I accurate in that?
No, totally, yeah. And good. I mean, it was very much a record written on the road. We toured for 2 years straight on Transgender Dysphoria Blues, and there was a magazine, I think it was Rock Sound, that did, like, calculated how many miles we traveled in 2015, and it was something like 96,000 kilometers. It's a British magazine, so kilometers. But there was, like, 3 trips around the globe total.
Wow.
We came in, like, 4th as, like, most shows played for 2014 as well.
Yeah.
No kidding.
So we don't... We don't sit around.
No, not a lot of idle time, and against me.
But it was, I mean, I sit around a lot. Cause it,
right, you have to sit around.
That's a different...
No, that's physically you sit around, but you're not sitting around. And speaking of not a lot of downtime, you sat in with Seth Meyers for an extended period of time. How did that go?
It was fun. It was really fun. I'm actually going back and doing it again.
Are you really?
Yeah, in November, and... Are we even supposed to?
I don't know.
And what?
I think you did.
It's really fun. It's okay. A good time. It's a very different thing from playing shows, and
you're like his Questlove in a way.
Yeah, it's weird. I worked on my hair a lot. It just never quite
it's
got
not
the,
quite, work, quite happening for
didn't
you.
Get the elevation.
You're
that
getting
I was
there.
After.
Progress, not perfection.
It's a cool studio though, because you're right there where Saturday Night Live shoots. It's like your backstage is the backstage for Saturday Night Live, and you peek your head in there, and you're like, wow, it's so small, but that's where all that magic happens.
Yeah. Did you have any cool or not so cool celebrity interactions while you were there? Was anyone a douchebag to you that we should know about?
No, actually, I mean, people were super. Cool. I actually got a personal shout out. A guest came out and kind of said that I look like Dana Carvey, like an alternative Dana Carvey. And I was like, well, that's weird, but I'll take it. You know,
I guess. I mean, there are worse things they could say.
They panned to me, and then I made a Mike Myers move, which was, you know, really inappropriate. I'm working on my live TV thing.
It's a lot of pressure.
I can imagine
it would be a very different thing for you.
Yeah.
But I mean, life is all about breaking out of the norm. We prepared a game that would put us to the test. We call it Have Laura and Adam, and we have amassed a list of somewhat famous people, and we are wondering, we will all gamble on whether you have or have not met these famous people.
Oh, I like games.
All right,
this
good.
This is going to be fun.
Now, we'll start here. Nikki, we'll start with you, ladies first. Nikki, have Adam and Laura Jane Grace from Against Me met Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day?
Yes.
Seth?
Oh, man. To look at. I'm going to go with yes also.
So, Brother Kevin.
And met, you mean in person?
In person. Not just played a gig with, but actually had FaceTime with.
I'm going to say yes.
I am going to say unequivocally, without a doubt, that both of them have indeed had deep conversations with Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day. Are we right?
You are correct.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. I played Uno with Billy.
Uno?
Yeah.
Oh, does he hold off on the draw four like most people, or does he play it early?
I don't remember his strategy, but there was a lot of distraction techniques.
I can imagine there would be. Hawk and Loogie's up in the air catching him.
Smoke and mirrors. And I was like, yo, stick to
Billy,
the colors.
That's unnecessary. You don't need to do that during this game.
Nikki. So everyone got that one right, I think.
Yes.
Nikki, have Laura Jane Grace and Adam Willard from Against Me met Miley Cyrus?
Yes.
That was a trick question. We all know that they have. Yeah. I didn't know if you would know that. Well, no, we're not done.
You two don't get to play.
Backyard sessions, right?
Well, yeah, the backyard sessions, indeed.
Yeah, I wasn't on the show then, but yeah, I've seen it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a great backyard sessions, wasn't it? I understood that Miley Cyrus might have a particularly good brand of marijuana to smoke.
Yes, I've smoked weed with Miley Cyrus. I've pet Miley Cyrus's pig.
Yeah.
Not metaphorically.
That's not code. That's not code
for
anything.
I love euphemisms.
It was actually a pig.
No hidden message in there.
I'd like to stroke her donkey.
The donkey was at the vet.
Who provided the weed when you smoked with Miley? Was it hers?
Oh, it was Miley's weed.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
How does that move happen? Does she just out of nowhere go, hey, you guys want to get high?
We're just hanging out, smoking weed, shooting in her backyard.
All day.
Bold, blunt.
Wait, shooting in her backyard. That was another euphemism. Yeah, yeah. Was that another euphemism, shooting in her backyard, like stroking her pig?
Dude. A selfie of me in front of all her Teen Choice Awards.
Okay.
In her guest bathroom.
Now, this one's... We weren't
supposed to go in there.
We don't know the answer to this one. Bono. Have Laura Jane Grace and Adam Willard from Against Me playing tonight at Janice. Have either of them met Bono?
But does she even know what band Bono's
I'm sorry.
In?
Do you know who Bono is?
You too, right?
All right, very good.
Okay.
Thank
you. You wear the glasses.
I do have.
We need to replace
them. For like 15
years,
I've had the Bono Armani glasses. Somebody got me as a gift, and I won't lose or break them. Judge me if you may.
Yeah, I do.
Bono.
No.
Bono.
I don't think anybody's met Bono. I'm saying no.
SBK?
I think this is a trick question. I'm going to say yes, they have.
Yes, they have.
Yes.
I've never met Bono.
I have not met Bono.
I didn't think it would go
well. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I don't think it would go very well.
Do you want to meet Bono? Are you guys okay?
Yeah, what do you even say?
I'm going to pass. I'm good. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, there's a couple really great records in there, and then there's a lot of other stuff. And
sure.
I want to keep enjoying what I can. Don't, you know.
Same.
Who knows? He might be the greatest person ever. He does a lot of philanthropic
Kill
work.
Your idols, I like to say. I don't want to, you know, I just don't want to meet him. Like, I
could wave across the airport. Like,
that's what I did. I was in New York once, and Thurston Moore was wheeling their newborn baby in a stroller, and he was crossing a street, and I just went, hey, Thurston Moore. And he goes, yeah. And I just went, I just kept walking. I thought, that's all I need. Like, that's one of my favorite bands from all time. Yeah, exactly. Don't need to talk to you at all. Great guitar work. Taylor Swift, Nikki. Taylor Swift. They have met Miley Cyrus. Have Laura Jane Grace and Adam Willard from Against Me playing tonight at Janice met Taylor Swift. Seth's favorite, by the way.
I'm going to say no.
Seth Kushner.
I'm going to say no also.
But both? Neither of them have met Taylor Swift?
Neither.
SBK.
Nope.
Have you met Taylor Swift?
I think not. I think no, too.
You say no?
I say no.
Here's the thing.
Oh.
So I live in Los Angeles, right?
Okay.
So, and I wouldn't say that I met her, but I was getting gas at a gas station, which is weird,
it's
right?
Crazy.
And I'm on my motorcycle, so I've got the thing on. You can't tell who I am. And she's trying to put air in her tires in her crazy Porsche.
Okay.
And so then, like, she couldn't work the thing, and I went over and, like, just did the thing and turned it on and put air in her tire. It was just like, I'd never put my visor up or anything. What does that mean? My jacket. She definitely met my jacket. Because, you know what I mean? It's the same jacket I have on now.
Right. Do you want to go smell his jacket?
That's an encounter there.
Yeah, that's a hero.
She's
move.
Like, who is that mysterious writer?
Right.
Yeah,
she might have wrote a song about
and then off into the...
You should have been in the squad, man. Yeah, squad goals.
And she's like, I can't figure it out. I'm like, yo, it's okay. Just shake it off. You'll be fine.
Oh, that's one of her songs.
Do you want to hear my best gas station story from LA?
For sure.
I went to a gas station in Burbank, and I was like, yo, that's Brian Austin Green from Beverly Hills 90210.
The Notorious B.A.G.?
Right. So I was like, I want to get my picture taken with Brian Austin Green. So I went up, and I was like, hey, is it cool? And he's like, yeah. So I didn't realize his girlfriend at the time was Megan Fox. So Megan Fox took the picture of Brian Austin Green.
Sadly, I would have done the same thing.
Way better than Taylor Swift.
Way more into David Silver than I would be than Megan Fox. All right. Another pop songstress, Katy Perry. Katy Perry, Adam Willard and Laura Jane Grace. Have either of them met Katy Perry? She's got the eye of the tiger. She's going to make you roar.
I think she might be a little cooler than Taylor Swift.
Okay. So she doesn't get her own gas at Los Angeles gas stations?
Not that
eye of the tiger,
I'm
going to
go with yes.
I know what you're saying.
Yes.
Yes?
I'm going to say they both washed her car. I'm going to go with yes.
SBK.
No.
I say no as well. No, Katy Perry.
We actually, before we were in a band together, we did, each of us in different bands, did the 2008 Warped Tour all with Katy Perry.
Katy Perry was on the Warped Tour?
She 2008. Her whole bus was plastered with her face, so no matter where you were on Warped Tour grounds, you knew where Katy Perry's bus was.
That is freaking crazy.
Yep.
Every day.
Katy Perry.
And she was like
on
the weird side small stage,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Both of our bands were on the same, you know, main stage.
Sure.
And she was like out, not in the parking lot, but like a parking lot adjacent stage.
But she'd be like flying off to do Good Morning America and be back and play her.
And we were just like, whatever, Katy, cool bus.
Was that when she was with Russell Brand or not?
No, it was the dude from Gym Class Heroes.
Travis McCoy.
You guys know his name. We just know him as the dude from Gym Class
Heroes. Oh, I meant the guy from Gym Class Heroes, whatever his name is. I don't know his
name. What if it was like not the singer? Like, it's the dude from Gym Class Heroes.
What was the story from that tour, though? She was hanging out with people and she was like talking. She's like, bah, 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 bah. Okay, I have to go take a poopy.
Oh!
Yeah, like, if you got to a point in the conversation where she's like, I'm over it, she's like, I got to take a poopy.
And then just go. Away. And that was your end of your encounter with
Katy Travis. You'd see him going with the toilet paper.
We have Laura Jane Grace and Adam Willard. They're playing tonight at Janice. Go see them. All right, we'll round it up with three names here. Right? Well, I was going to say Tim Armstrong, but both of them have clearly met Tim Armstrong before. Clearly.
Saw Rancid at Janice Land in 1995.
Man, what a fine live band.
So that was probably, I was probably there playing that show. Was that us and them?
No. It was like Luna Chicks, I think.
Oh, or Pink Apple Z on that one. Yeah,
another fine band. Oh, no worries. Okay, so Henry Rollins. Frequent guest on Drew Grabo Live. blew off Florida because of the hurricanes. He'll go to the Czechoslovakia or in Afghanistan and get off a plane and go meet with strangers. But when a hurricane comes here, he cancels all of his shows. I don't get it, but go ahead.
I feel like Henry Rollins doesn't really want to meet anybody.
That is true.
So no.
That is true.
I'm going to say yes.
SBK?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Laura has, Adam has not.
Well, getting specific. We literally saw Henry Rollins two nights ago.
So just in time to make this work, we saw his spoken word performance in Gainesville.
No kidding.
No kidding. Oh.
Show he didn't cancel.
Lucky sons of guns, you. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Because he canceled the Clearwater gig and he canceled his Miami gig. But tell me it was awful and I didn't miss anything.
It was awful. You didn't miss anything.
Right?
Just talk.
Like, where are you going to play some Black Flag?
I was in Black Flag.
All right. Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars.
No
to Bruno Mars.
To my knowledge, he was never on Warped Tour, so I'm saying no.
To your knowledge. SBK, nice, Bruno Mars?
Scale. No.
I'm gonna be the wild card here. I'm going to say one of them has met Bruno Mars before. Guys?
I've never met Bruno Mars.
I've hung out with Bruno Mars. But here's the thing. Here's the deal. All right, Drew's a winner. But the thing is, his brother is a drummer who I have interviewed for the company that we represent, DW Drums. So I was interviewing his brother, Eric, and then there he is because he's actually plays the drums on the records, et cetera, et cetera.
He's quite a talented musician.
Bruno Mars.
Yes, Bruno Mars.
That's me.
All right. And finally, this is a big one right here. David Grohl, former drummer of Nirvana, current frontman for Foo Fighters.
He uses his full name, David
Grohl. David Grohl.
Yes.
Yes to Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
Yes or no, Seth Kushner?
I'm going yes.
SBK.
Yep.
I'm going to say they have met and even consumed beverages with Dave Grohl.
I'm going to one up you, and I've watched Two Girls, One Cup with Dave Grohl.
Are you serious?
100%.
Was it his first time seeing it?
It was his first time seeing it.
Oh, my
God.
Wait,
so you introduced.
Yes.
Is basically what this
is. Wow. Yeah. There would be no album The Color and the Shape if not for that.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was gross.
Well, to see, here's the thing. There's these two girls.
Right. I know what the video was like, Adam. I was wondering what the experience overall was what was like. Yeah. Wow. Do you have a similar Dave Grohl situation?
Way more benign. We went mountain biking. I mean, it's not.
You did?
Yeah.
I mean, that's still not as cool.
I don't call him David.
I really don't think anybody does. How does that come about where you go mountain biking with Dave Grohl?
I've got a long history with Dave and the Foo Fighters and all that kind of stuff. So it's like, I mean, both of our bands have, I mean, we've both been.
Toured with the Foo Fighters, yeah. Recorded at Dave's Studio 606. Our last record, we recorded at 606.
Yeah. Wow. So we've got a long-standing history with that group of distinguished gentlemen.
Yeah, and they are too, and you get the feeling that they have a sheer joy for playing rock and roll, which is just great. Did you know back in the day that he would one day be as global as he is, or just were you like, oh, this is just another musician like us?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that anybody ever looks at someone and goes, oh, you're a bullet.
Right.
You're going right to the top. You know what I mean? It's
like, big things for you, kid.
It's, I mean, Katy Perry, for instance.
Right.
Like, what is your deal? You know, oh, you've got the eye of the tiger. But, yeah, I mean, my band Rock from the Crypt toured with the Foo Fighters in 96, I think. And, I mean, it wasn't huge, huge places. And
right.
That was right when The Color and the Shape was coming out and doing that thing. And it was before it had done everything that it was going to do. And
sure.
So at that point, it was just like, yeah, they're great. They're a fun band. And cool. We would just hang out and ride BMX bikes and not watch weird videos.
No. Who would do that?
It was before the internet.
By the way, lest anyone doubt Adam's pedigree, he has played with The Offspring. He has played with Social Distortion, as he mentioned, Rocket from the Crypt. The Offspring I don't hold against him, by the way. That's
thank you.
No problem.
Many people do.
I can see why. And Angels and Airwaves, that is the one with Tom.
Yes.
He just had his emails hacked, and it turns
all
out
right.
that he's emailing.
Right. Let's shed some true light on this. All right. Any one of us can email the White House.
That
right?
is true.
And someone will respond.
Yes.
I got a message from the White House.
Right.
We're talking about UFOs. It's like you'd be talking about milkshakes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, can you believe my milkshake pedigree? I've got White House bonification. Now, Laura's in disagreement on this. She really thinks that Tom's in the right and he's going to find
the aliens. I'm waiting for the day when he is vindicated and the government comes out and says, yep, Tom DeLonge was right. There's UFOs. I'm like 100%
I would not hold my breath, but I do think they know more than they are telling us about UFOs.
Sure.
However, I think they look at the current state of America and go, people aren't ready to hear something like that
yet. We can't even handle clowns.
And commercial break. That was great.
We are here with Laura Jane Grace and Adam Willard from Against Me. They're playing tonight at Janus. You should go see them. Bad Religion is playing last. And then how much downtime do you have between this tour and then gearing up for Green Day? Do you at least get a couple of weeks to take a nice relaxation time?
January, February is pretty light, but I mean, this tour goes till November 4th. I go out and do book tour all of November, and then December we're in Europe. Our last show of the year is on the 22nd of December, and then you know, March is Green Day, and then we have plans after that, although we can't disclose what they are, but yeah, it'll be
they're
busy.
Super cool.
It'll be busy.
Super cool plans. Those are the best kind of plans to have.
You know, Katy Perry.
Would you prefer things like that, Laura? Like, do you like to always have something, or do you kind of miss the days where you could at least, because I mean, you've always toured your ass off, but do you ever feel like, man, it sure would be nice to take like a month and go to Bali or something?
No, I like to work. I like to be busy.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky to do what I do. We are very lucky to do what we do, and we appreciate that.
Yeah. And you have devoted fans who have been with you for years. Do you see younger people at the shows now? Is that something that you're noticing, that that a whole new generation of people have embraced Against Me because they can maybe relate to the passion that you guys have for playing live music?
For sure. You know, like nightly, like there's people who I meet who are like, this was my first show. I mean, that's part of the quality of punk rock, is that it has that like eternal fountain of youth quality to it, you know? But there's like the people who've been there since the beginning, and then new people all the time.
Phenomenal. All right, well, listen, we'll let you guys get out of here so you can go back to Janus and go get some downtime before your show tonight. We very much appreciate you making time. This was lovely of both of you. Always great to spend time with you.
Cheers.
I will see you. Oh, man, my pleasure. We'll see you guys in Duluth, Georgia. I don't know what
the... Duluth.
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 Duluth. Yeah. Not Duluth, but Duluth.
Green Day.
Green Day.
Duluth.
Duluth. So I'll see you guys there. And again, thank you very much for being here Against Me tonight with Bad Religion and David Haas. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Right. David.
Wow, I bet you know, right in front of
me. That'll be tonight at Janus, and thank you very much for being here.
Shalom, my friends. Welcome back to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. The first rule of the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day is don't talk about it. Just tweet me at Seth Cush and tell me how much you love it, because I love you. Kisses, bae.
Gentlemen, what's happening?
Hi there. Hello.
What's happening?
Bonjour. Hi, guys. This is Thomas and David from Angels and Airwaves.
Hello. Oh, hey. It's like a big party chat. What's going on?
Well, hi. This is exciting for us to be on the air talking about us.
We were going to have you on talking about somebody else, but we figured you'd be more expertise-driven with yourselves.
That is
true.
You
would be surprised.
That is true as well. You would be surprised. We don't know that much about us, but we know a lot about you guys.
Uh-oh. Have you been watching us?
I'm watching you right now. I'm right outside the window.
Thanks a lot, though, for being here. Seriously. And, you know, you guys have been, wow. The new CD is right in stores now. Angels and Airways Love Part 1 and Part 2. Was this like one epic effort that you had to divide into two parts or what?
Yeah, you know, we started this almost 5 years ago. We knew we wanted to make a film, actually, when we started the band 7 years ago. But, we started the film about 5 years ago, and we're completely independent. So we did this whole thing completely independent from any major label or studio. So it was definitely a labor of love. We started the film, made the record. We released Part 1, the first half of the double album, on Valentine's Day 2010. And now we took the film to a bunch of film festivals worldwide and learned a lot, and then came out here with the second half of the record, Love Part 2, and the whole thing is packaged together or available in various forms from your local iTunes delivery source or Amazon as well.
Do you like being independent, or is it a pain in the ass sometimes?
Well, it's difficult because you have to worry about a lot of different things that you never used to. I mean, back in the 90s, I remember it was like all the record labels had so much money, you know, they can really invest in your band, and they can really do wonders. But the cool thing is, it's good and bad. The bad thing is the labels obviously have had a really, really rough time and went under. Then bands started using computers and making albums in their living room. The good thing is that now bands have become independent. They can do these things on their own. And but they have to worry about how to get it out there and challenge themselves to be a little bit more ambitious to get people's attention. And I think that's one of the reasons why Angels and Airwaves is the way it is, because we always knew that we the only way to have a fighting chance is to really put ourselves out there and try new, interesting, exciting things and take risks on ourselves, gentlemen.
Tom, did you find when Angels and Airwaves first started that people, I think they have a natural tendency to resist change? And did you feel like you're almost pigeonholed into a certain sound? And then when you tried to break free of that mold, there was a certain contingent of people who just resisted that because it was different?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's how it goes for probably any artist of any kind, you know, whether it's in film and or music or whatever. I think that, you know, because you spend so much time kind of branding yourself, and then you wake up one day and you kind of go, wow, there's more to me. But it's okay, though, because if you really like what you do and you really believe in what you do, that challenge is what makes great artists really jump out and do something that's probably some of the better work of their career. I believe that is when it was when they take those risks, because you're kind of basically feeling like you have something to prove. And it's when artists feel like they have nothing to prove is when they become complacent. And when we started Angels and Airwaves, I was coming out of, you know, the breakup of Blink 182. And I knew that everyone thought of me as you know, the pop punk kid, which I was. You know, I grew up in Southern California, listened to punk rock music. That was my whole thing,
sure,
my whole life. But when the band broke up, I was 28 or 29 years old, and I wasn't exactly the same 16-year-old kid I was when I started that band. So I had to create something that was representative of who I was and who I was going to be over the coming years. And making a movie was something that we wanted to do from day one. No band has ever done it the way we've done it, where usually bands put themselves in the movie, and usually bands make like or they say they're going to make a rock opera or
right,
a documentary. So this is a science fiction film that, you know, that stands on its own. And we spent the past year doing all these film festivals around the world to show people, and it's taken a long time, like you said, to let people kind of retrain their mind as far as what they think of me and what they think this band is capable of. And now this is the most exciting past week that we've had of this band ever, because this whole thing came out last week on iTunes, but now it's out everywhere this week.
Awesome. We're talking to Tom DeLonge and David Kennedy from Angels and Airwaves.
Now, Tom, I was at your show in Tampa back in September. One of our listeners got to interview you backstage, and I was talking to one of your security guys and basically asking him how hard it is to keep the ladies away from you. And he told me that they have a new thing where they really monitor the three of you very closely because you're all very happy in life and you don't want any kind of drama with females around you. Is that true?
Well, I have noticed that they do have an interesting system, because no matter where I'm at, there's always someone trailing me. And I that's funny you bring that up. I haven't actually specifically talked to them about that, but I like that. Potentially, it sounds like there's so many naked women trying to skip me that they literally have to protect me like the president. That's cool. That makes me sound really cool. But yeah, no, we're all married, and well, Travis isn't anymore, I don't really think it's a good look, especially now that I'm like, you know, I'm 35 years old, and, you know, a lot of these fans, you know, some of them are 18, 19 years old. Some of them are younger too at Blink, but you got to be careful who's naked and chasing you.
Yeah, I definitely have to card them, and when they're not carrying any clothing that they have identification in, that could be a little bit difficult.
Well, sometimes it's grown men that are in the nude, and it's like weird. But those ones they don't tackle. They let those ones straight into the dressing room.
Of course, and why wouldn't they?